Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Labor Day, what does it mean to you? What do you think of when you hear the term Labor Day? I'm guessing that a lot of us think of it as a national holiday. We make special plans to go out and do maybe the last fling of the summer. Maybe we meet with friends. Maybe we go to a parade. But it probably is a bit different than early Labor Days. The other question I have is, what do you think of when you hear the word labor? You know, initially popping into my mind goes that hard physical work like digging ditches or, you know, something that really takes a lot of physical energy. But although some of that still exists, of course, there's many other ways to labor, to go to work, to do the work. And it, of course, keeps changing with technology and changing times. But let's go back a bit in history. Labor Day, the first Monday in September, is a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. Through the years, the nation gave increasing emphasis to Labor Day. The first governmental recognition came through municipal ordinances passed during 1885 and 1886, and from these, a movement developed to secure state legislation. The first state bill was introduced into New York legislature, but the first to become law was passed by Oregon on February 21st, 1887. And during the year, four more states, Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York, created the Labor Day holiday by legislative enactment. And by the end of the decade, Connecticut, Nebraska, and Pennsylvania had followed suit. So by 1894, 23 other states had adopted the holiday in honor of workers. And on June 28th of that year, 1894, Congress passed an act making the first Monday in September of each year a legal holiday in the District of Columbia and the territories. Well, who started all of this? You know, if you really dig deep into history, there's some warring factions, some violence, some safety issues, on and on. But after 100 years of the first Labor Day observance, much more than 100 years, there still is not a clear answer as to who first proposed the holiday for workers. Some records show that Peter J. McGuire, General Secretary of the Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners, and a co-founder of the American Federation of Labor, was first in suggesting a day to honor those, his quote was, who from rude nature have delved and carved all the grandeur we behold. Wow, that's a mouthful. But Peter McGuire's place in Labor Day history has not gone unchallenged. Another McGuire, Matthew McGuire, was a machinist, and some people say he founded the holiday. And recent research seems to support that Matthew McGuire, who was later the secretary of Local 344 of the International Association of Machinists, proposed the holiday in 1882, while serving as secretary of the Central Labor Union in New York. What is clear is that the holiday became that there was a committee appointed, the Central Labor Union adopted a Labor Day proposal and appointed, of course, a committee to plan a demonstration and a picnic. So there sort of started some of the first traditions. So that first Labor Day holiday was celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, in New York City, in accordance with the plans of the Central Labor Union. The Central Labor Union held its second Labor Day holiday just a year later on September 5th. So how does this become a nationwide holiday? Well, the form that the observance and celebration of Labor Day should take was outlined in the first proposal of the holiday. A street parade to exhibit to the public the strength and spirit of the trade and labor organizations of the community, followed by a festival for recreation and amusement of the workers and their families. So this was a pattern in the beginning, and then speeches by prominent men and women were added. Sometimes those were very long speeches, but you know, when they were famous, people came to hear them. And remember, in that time, the only way they could hear them was to come to those kind of celebrations. No radio, no TV to hear those folks. So later, a resolution of the American Federation of Labor Convention of 1909, they added Sunday preceding Labor Day as Labor Sunday and dedicated to the spiritual and educational aspects of the labor movement. So how has the character of Labor Day celebration changed? Well, I'm not sure how many parades of laborers there are, but of course the celebration for families taking a bit of a vacation from work, perhaps, still remains, and a lot of people think of it as a fun day. So some of the original reason still is maintained. Have you heard that any famous people are making speeches, government officials, other people that are being given wide coverage on newspaper, radio, and television? Maybe I haven't been paying attention to the news, but I have not heard of those. But mainly, maybe we should stop and take a minute just to think about all the labor that is performed by very well-trained, experienced people. And a lot of people are laboring today at their jobs while everybody else is taking a vacation. Think about all of the places that people have gone to work to make sure that we're safe, to help us have fun, and in many places to help us shop. So there are many, many people out there working today, and maybe we should just say thank you to some of them to keep all of those things going, when they can't be with their families and having a good time like the rest of us are doing. So Labor Day, again, what do you think of? How are you celebrating? And what does it mean to you? We just sort of go on with our lives sometimes and don't think about all those people who do work for us. But we do need to appreciate them. So hope you are having a great Labor Day. If you are playing, if you are resting, if you're having fun, whatever day is, I hope it is going well. And until next time, let's just say thank you to all the laborers.